Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
We've got Jill back in studio talking about the Berrien County Youth Fair that's coming up here real quick. Normally you're coming here to tell me some kind of deadline.
Right.
Today we're just talking about the fair.
Yeah.
Because now it's like right around the corner.
Right.
Now that August is finally here, okay?
Yes.
So let's talk about it. This year, again, happening August 13th through the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just recorded all, like I told you before we started this, recorded all the commercials the other day. I probably could memorize and just do it right now. Want me to do it right now? So I guess tell me how you guys are involved beforehand. I know the King, Queen, Prince, Princess goes on. You've had all the deadlines.
Yes.
Putting together the talent for the grandstand shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of work.
It's a year-round thing. A lot of people don't realize that we are open all year long.
Okay, so you're open all year long.
Well, 51 weeks.
The office is the building that is right in front of the entire fairgrounds when you're like right across the street from where Apple Valley is.
Yeah, it's the only brick building on the fairgrounds, okay, and it's between Crafts and Home Ec.
Now, if I have any questions that come up during fair week, do we go to that building or is there somewhere you suggest?
We will move out during fair week to a grounds office.
Got it.
That's where our headquarters is during fair week. So it's actually just across behind the building, just across the fair street, across from Home Ec.
Okay. So probably you could also find a lot of details by checking out the website anytime during the week.
Yep.
Okay. I just figured we'll have Jill here for the entire show today that we could kind of roll right on through everything that you have prepped and ready to roll for the week. Happening, like, I guess over the weekend, as we kind of already said, was the royalty contest, or is the royalty contest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody starts coming in and gets set up and whatnot. But starting Monday, the public can officially start coming.
Yes, Monday, the public can officially start coming. I think the gates open at 7. And just a reminder, going back to Friday for the King and Queen contest, that is free. You don't have to pay to get in. We'd love to see people come in and watch our contest.
Yeah, definitely. It's always cool to see the kids and hear their answers, too, and just see them get up there and have fun with other people.
Yes.
And they're all, King and Queen and Princess, all, by the way, are only eligible to compete for that if they show at the fair.
Right.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So, real quick here, too, for anyone who is unfamiliar with where this is, it's at Berrien Springs. I don't think we actually mentioned the city.
Yeah, we are in Berrien Springs. We're right off the main drag there. So the road's got a couple different names. I think it's officially U.S. Highway 31.
You are probably better at directions than I am.
If you're coming from the south, just take the bypass up to exit 15A. If you're coming from the north, take it down to exit 15.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty much central of the county.
You can come from different ways, yeah. Before I dive into Monday, I'm going to ask you a million other questions.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
What about parking and getting in, entry, and all that good stuff?
Sure. Parking is free. All you have to pay is the gate admission, and then, of course, anything you do inside the fair may have a fee.
Yeah.
But the gate admission for adults for the day is $7. Kids 5 to 12 for the day is $4, and seniors 65 and over, it's $5 for the day. Now, we do have season passes. That'll get you in every day during the fair. If you're coming for more than 3 days, it's really a better deal to get the season pass.
Mm-hmm.
So for adults, it's $20. For kids 5 to 12, it's $10. And for seniors 65 and over, it's $13.
Fantastic.
For the week.
And where can I pick any of those up? At DCYF.org?
Office? Nope. Actually, we do not sell these gate admission passes online.
Okay.
You either have to get them ahead of time,
okay,
which the fair office is open 9 to 4 Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And then again, you know, we're moving out to the grounds office.
Grounds.
So after fair week, I can't help you.
Okay, got it.
But during fair week, if you want to get a season pass, say you come on Monday and you don't have your pass yet, you can get those at the gate.
Okay, fantastic. So that will give you a little bit more about the cost. Again, $7 if you just come in for a day and you're adult. Children are $4 between the ages of 5 and 12, and 65 and over is $5. And parking is plentiful.
Yes.
You might have to do some walking, but that's okay. You'll get your exercise in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's that. And then parking is included with that admission cost. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now I'm going to roll right into Monday if we can. Looks like you have a lot of judging that goes on Monday.
Yes. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are really our main judging days.
Okay.
Thursday and Friday, and even on Saturday, we do still have some judging going on. Most of it happens to be in our equine area towards the later end of the week. But equine happens actually all week. But
yeah,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are kind of our main days for everything else. By Monday, usually mid-afternoon, all of the still exhibits that were brought in on Sunday, the 12th, have been judged at that point, and then anybody can go in and see the grades that,
okay,
if they're an exhibitor, what grade they got, or anybody wanting to just look at the exhibits can do that.
Yeah, we're talking about Monday, August 13th at the Bering County Youth Fair. That day is sponsored by Lakeland Health,
yes,
by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then rolling on through the afternoon, you're going to see, of course, all the judging. I mean, everything that you'll have set up there, like rides, mm-hmm, food vendors.
Yep. Yep.
Commercial booths.
Rides on Monday actually start at 6.
Okay. Good to know.
Yep.
Oh, in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So don't come during the day and expect to go on the rides. Come later at night.
Right.
Okay, got it. And then, I mean, there's always something going on there to go and utilize. So this actually might be a really good day to stop by just because there is a lot of judging and people, you know, you probably have more going on outside if you love to eat food.
Oh, yeah.
Go
shopping, browsing.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
And then I personally, I know we're working on the Coast Talent Show through the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That's free as well. So if you want to stop by and watch some kids, that's competition night, ages 7 to 10. They are so cute. So that's at the USA building. So you can stop in and see that take place. And then cash prizes go to first, second, and third. Grandstand show for Monday night at the fair is at 7 p.m. What are we looking at, Jill? Tractors?
We are looking at the tractor pull.
Yes.
So it's the Light Limited Pro, Hot Farm, Diesel Trucks, Super Farm, and Modified Poles.
I love it. And ticket prices are only $11.
Yeah. Yeah. Reserved or general admission seating. The general admission is the bleachers outside of the grandstand. If you're familiar with the tractor pull, those are general admission.
Mm-hmm. Looks like that is presented by Miles Truck Service, and us here at WSJM News are excited to welcome that as well. And then again, can we get seats day of, online, box office? What do you suggest?
Yep. You can do that online or at the box office that day.
Okay.
Or yeah, that day.
BCYF.org or just head to the box office the day of. All right. So we just went through Monday of the fair, and we're going to roll into Tuesday. I think we'll roll into Tuesday, and then we'll cover the remainder of the week in the next interview because you and I have been chatting so much.
Oh.
Tuesday, August 14th at the fair is sponsored by United Federal Credit Union. This is a big one for families. It's Kids Day.
Yes. All kids get in free.
Is there an age limit for that?
All kids through high school.
There you go. So kids through high school get into the fair for free on Tuesday. That is a great day to bring the family down. Can you watch judging? Like, is that doable? Like, I'm seeing things like the judging of dogs.
Yeah.
I feel like kids would love that.
That's what we want you to come watch. It's really fun to watch the exhibitors show their dogs or show their
goats. People love goats.
You just take a look at the schedule. There's all sorts of things that you can watch that day.
Yes. So that's good to know, though. I mean, there's the judging that will be going on, as Jill said, basically Monday through Wednesday. And you're more than welcome to come and watch if you'd like to. And I think knowing that it's Kids Day, the kids would probably like to see that in between the free circus shows.
Yes.
So that is the entertainment for Tuesday at the fair. It's Circus Continental, which means you can go either at 1 p.m., 4 p.m., or 7 p.m. and actually see the circus right underneath the grandstand for free.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that is welcomed by 98.3 The Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And then highlights of that day, of course, we still have the Coast Talent Show at 6 p.m., ages 11 through 14 that night. Looks like you're going to have Taekwondo demonstrations. Mm-hmm. If I get bored, I'm going to head that way and do that. And then Dance Arts is going to be performing on the Mall Stage. There's constant entertainment at Mall Stage, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else that you want to highlight that day that I might be missing?
The Circus Continental is free. And the grandstand does fill up. So if you're wanting to see one of those shows, get to the gates early. I think they open the gates about an hour early. Mm-hmm. I'd get there an hour early, maybe even a little bit before if you really
There's always a line.
Go.
You always know when the circus is about to happen because there's a line.
Yes.
But can't seriously push enough, though, that this is like the great day if you have families to go because basically the adults pay to get in, but the kids are free. Mm-hmm. And then you can go underneath the grandstand show and see that. I went and saw it last year. It was really cool to just take a break from walking around and then also just watch the entertainment that they bring in. I mean, they're all over swinging from the top of the grandstand, jumping off walls. I mean, it's crazy. We are talking about the Bering County Youth Fair for this year, taking place on Monday, August 13th through the end of that week, which is the 18th. Am I missing anything that we can touch base on just generically? I know we kind of covered parking and admission.
Rides wristband days are every day.
Okay.
Rides wristbands are brought to you by Honor Credit Union. They are on sale through August 10th.
Okay.
At Honor Credit Union and at the fair office.
Can we still get them after?
You can, but they're going to be more expensive.
Got it.
So they're $18 through the 10th. After that, they go up to $22 or $25, depending which day you purchase them.
So if you know you have kids that are going to be there wanting to ride on the rides, well, might as well just get them a wristband regardless, because the tickets are pretty pricey. That way, if you get them a wristband, they can go all day, every day, any day they want.
Yep. The wristbands are only good for one day, though.
So you got to buy multiples?
Yep.
Got it.
They're good for any one day, though.
Very good. We just covered, I guess, your basics around the Bering County Youth Fair and also Monday and Tuesday. We're going to be back in here just a few, and we'll cover Wednesday through Saturday.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.